This past Thursday, we celebrated Lag BaOmer, so we'll discuss some in Yanni Lag BaOmer. The Rama calls Lag BaOmer a mixas yantif, a partial yantif. What do you mean a mixas? Meaning it doesn't have the din of a Pesach, a Sukkot, a Shavuos, or a Shabbos. There's no Isser Malacha. There's no prohibition of work. But it's a mixas yantif. The Rama, Ramosha Issu is, and you know, we don't say Tachanun. All agree we don't say Tachanun on Lag BaOmer. Well, see, maybe the Chasam Sofer was against the whole holiday completely. Maybe it got too big in Eretz Yisrael. And in North America, it's not an issue. You just go to the park, you do a barbecue, you have a small bonfire. It's not a big celebration in North America. But in Israel, it's like a day off. It's everyone parties all day. They go to a Meiron. So this is the Chasam Sofer well before Meiron. Or maybe it was the Chazon Ish, one of the two. But well before, we had hundreds of thousands of people going to Meiron. But either way, why is it a mixas yantif? So the Vilna Gaon alludes to it in the Bir HaGra. What's the pshat? Why no tachanun, or what's mixas yantif? So the Gemara tells us in Yevamah, the Rabbi Akiva's students, 24,000 died between Pesach and Atzeres. Between Pesach and Shavuos. And it doesn't say anywhere explicitly anything stopped happening on Lag BaOmer in the Gemara, but in the Gaonim and other Mefarshim point out that we have a tradition that Pasku, they stopped dying during Lag BaOmer. And in fact, it's unclear, the Gemara is very unclear, it doesn't necessarily mean this happened over 1 year either. It could have taken a couple of years. And some say it's probably, how could you have, imagine waking up and McMaster disappearing. What do they have, about 25,000 students? So it's unlikely it happened overnight. And it's probably, there was during the time of the Bar Kokhba revolt, where Rabbi Akiva at one point was a believer in Bar Kokhba. Uh-huh. You know, maybe many other things happened, until Bar Kokhba said something along the lines, God, you don't have to help me, just don't get in my way. Once Rabbi Akiva heard that, he knew he was out. That's not the way the Mashiach talks, that God, you know, just don't interfere with my plans. So basically knew then. So, but either way, to Rabbi Akiva, many of his students died during this, probably being fighting the war with the Bar Kokhba, with the Romans. So, so let's assume the tradition's correct, that they stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. So where do we have a source that, because they stopped dying, like, what kind of celebration is that? So do we have a source for that? That's people. So the Gra refers you to the Gemara at the end of Tainus. The Gemara at the end of Tainus talks about another holiday people don't know that much about. It's also a mixas yantif. The Gemara talks about the two happiest days of the year.
Oh, yes.
Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. So Bishlom Yom HaKippur, I understand, it's a day of Slicho Mechila. You're forgiven for your sins. But Tu B'Av, what is Tu B'Av? What even happened on that day? So the Gemara lists many different events that happened on Tu B'Av, but we're only going to focus on one, which is relevant to our discussion. We'll save the other five for Tu B'Av in the summer. So one of the Gemara, the Medrash gives us an explicit description of what happened during the Jews sinned during the sin of the Meraglim, and therefore they were destined to not enter the land of Israel. So you do the math. Let's assume 600,000 divided by 40. How many is that a year?
150.
So 150,000 a year, give or take. So basically on Tisha B'Av night, what did everyone do? They dug their own graves, or people helped people dig their graves, and they went to lay kepi inside the grave every night. Not every night, every Leil Tisha B'Av. Huh? You seem confused here.
Yes.
With the arithmetic through you. I better speak to a mathematician then.
15,000 is more like it.
15, okay, that sounds more like it. More reasonable.
I'm sorry.
So about 15,000 died every year, so they used, and those who died, you were halfway there. You just had to cover them up with earth. And others got up and finished the job. And the last year, year 40, everyone got up. They said, we must have counted wrong, so maybe it's not Tisha B'Av. You know, before the calendars, the iPhones, all that, Dre, they weren't sure about dates. So they went back the following night, the 10th night, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and they saw the moon out, and it was Tu B'Av. They realized, wait a second, no, we got the dates right. Barachamei Hashem, the mercy, he's going to let us live this last year. And therefore, on Tu B'Av, they realized the tremendous chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, that was it. So the Gemara says, why is Tu B'Av a celebration? Even though they stopped dying on Tisha B'Av, but we see it's the idea that's important. The knowledge of them being saved only happened on Tu B'Av. And therefore, they set up a yuntiv on Tu B'Av. So we see that Vilna Gaon points out that the time in the Maaseh Midbar stopped dying was a reason for celebration. We have Tu B'Av. So too, that's what the Gra says, that's what the Ramar is alluding to. Why is Lag BaOmer a celebration? Just like the Maaseh Midbar died and we have Tu B'Av, so too, Talmid Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, and therefore we have Lag BaOmer, a Mixas Yontif. So that's the Pshat in the Ramah and the Vilna Gaon. Of course, one could ask, well, you know, I agree, there is a concept, Sor Meira Vasei Tov, you stay away from bad, and then you do good. So I understand the relief rally, but to have, that's why it's only a Mixas Yontif, it's not a real Yontif, but why else? There's got to be more to it than that. So that's what they explain. It wasn't that the Rabbi Akiva's students stopped dying, which I'm sure that definitely played a role. But, you know, imagine how depressing it is, losing 24,000 students, and you only have a couple left. But Rabbi Akiva didn't give up. Resilience. He kept on going, and his remaining students he studied with, one being Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he went ahead and they continued the Mesorah in Klal Yisrael. So we're not celebrating. It's not a mixed yanta because they stopped dying, according to this explanation. According to some, it is. According to the Gra, it is. But even more than that, it's because the continuation of the Mesorah, all those students that were left over, they continued as well. And therefore, that's why we have a celebration. And others point out that it's not just limited to Rabbi Akiva's students, but it's something that happens. A couple hundred thousand people go up to Meiron. I don't know what the latest number, 1 million? It sounds pretty high, but even if it's not 1 million, but
heard of
a million?
Really? A million?
Okay, they broke the... And let's say there are about 8, 9 million total in Israel? How many million?
Seven million
Jews, you mean?
Yeah,
Seven million. Between six and seven. So imagine the percentage of 1 million Jews out of 6 million heading to Meiron. It's a very high percentage. That's why the Chasam Sofer felt there might be a problem about Tosef. This is well before these numbers. He thought that we have no right, you know, you can't make a new Yontif. You know, as I said, in North America, it's not an issue. We don't do anything here. We just have a picnic, a barbecue. Maybe the kids have a day off. In Eretz Yisrael, they know how to party, and they go up to Meiron, and not only... In Meiron, you go to Yerushalayim, people have bonfires all over the place. So, you know, that's not the accepted opinion, it says the mill. It's not the accepted opinion, but the Chasam Sofer was against it. He was concerned they were making too much out of it. But either way, so what happened, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, tradition has, again, everything's debated, whether actually Rav Shimon Bar Yochai wrote the Zohar, whether he died on Lag BaOmer, but we'll go with those opinions and say, yes, clearly a million people feel that way or want to think that way. So the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai passed away it wasn't Lag BaOmer, maybe it was Yud Ches Iyar, but it was on the date of Lag BaOmer, what we call Lag BaOmer today. Again, David the Maaseh HaMidbar died before Lag BaOmer, I'm saying it, it's the day on the calendar. So they point out that, but since what is a Yortzeit celebration, we know there's a general machlokas among the Hasidim and the Litvish about how do you observe a Yortzeit, fast or feast? On one hand, you say it's mazel ra, you lost your loved one, so it's not a time for celebration, it's a time of fasting and contemplation. On the other hand, you have mixed emotions, you know, you learn so much from your mother, father, parents, whoever it was, friends, grandparents, so the mingam al chasidim is to make a tikkun. You have a breakfast, you have more brachas in their honor. You know, people making brachas, and you do things in their people make a siyum. As Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say, the custom of eating on a yahrzeit was you used to make a siyum, and then you had the meal. Now they drop the siyum. They drop the siyum and they go for the breakfast. But either way, but you know, even among many non-Hasidim also adopt this practice. Today we're not. Today we're not into fasting. That's not the thing that gets most people going, and they feel you're going to be weak. It's going to affect your learning or other things you're doing. So therefore, you know, many even in the non-Hasidish world don't fast on yahrzeits anymore. But either way, in Shulchan Aruch they bring down the custom of fasting. So even if you're not going to fast, it's not like we make a big simcha. It's not like when Moshe Rabbeinu dies, you make a big simcha. Although the minig in certain towns, Zayin Adar, they fast during the day, the Chevra Kadisha, and they make a meal at night. Hamel just does the meal. I think they drop both now. They used to have them. They don't have that anymore either. But either way, but the point being is, it's a time of simcha. It's a time. It's normally not a time of simcha. So why Baruch Shimra Yochai's yahrzeit, we have a million people partying? So they point out, because Rav Shimra Yochai, he left. He told his Talmidim the day of his death, he said, make a Yom Hilula. I want you to make a wedding, you know, a wedding feast. In other words, make a big simcha on this day. Why? Because it's the day he revealed the Zohar. Zohar literally means light, but that's the day he revealed his mystical teachings to his students on the day of his death. So usually the day of your death isn't necessarily a happy time, you know, for many reasons, no more opportunity to do mitzvahs. But in his case, Alpi Kabbalah, he revealed the world with the Zohar, and therefore he told them to celebrate. And that's why you have one of the reasons why you have a million, or you know, in that you have people going up to Meiron, and you know, then you have the bonfires, because the bonfire represents Torah, Kinyan Mitzvah Torah. Or many people, they bring up their kids for their first haircut, because you know, during, it's not because it's Lag BaOmer, that's one reason, but when they turn three, so many people go up. They hear the shech cows up there, so you be careful with the kashrus, it's a separate issue. And then it's pretty hard to shecht in the dark. And they ruined the first million people. It's not such a big place. Yeah, huh? I'm saying in theory you can shecht anytime, even if you have the right lights. I'm just saying it's not usually a good idea. It's like, kind of like we don't have funerals at night. Not because you can't, it's because practically it's a sakana. In Eretz Yisrael, different times they have. That was the big machlokas, and Rav Moshe passed away and they were sending him to Israel. The fire was going to come in the middle of the night. So Rav Moshe said, don't do the funeral. You know, that's obviously must have been discussed. If he said it after he died, I would have listened to him anyway. But I'm assuming it was discussed before. And I think Rav Yashua of Rosh Shlomo Zalman said to do it when he comes in. Rav Moshe won because the flight was delayed. It didn't get into the morning. And it wasn't an issue. But the concern was sakana, not because you're not allowed to do it. Imagine having Rav Moshe's funeral in the middle, you know, and everyone, you know, and it's pitch black out there. So it's a practical issue. It's not a theological one. So they point out, that's what he says. That's why it's a major celebration, because that's what Rav Shimon Yochai told them. In fact, we find there's a connection between Lag BaOmer and one other holiday. It happened on the same day of the week. It happens every year. What other holiday happened on Thursday this year? It's one with no Isser Malacha, let's say. It's kind of like the day you like. Minimal restrictions and a lot of eating. So Purim, so as it's Prague, you know, Prague, I mean Prague, Pei is Purim, yeah. Lamed Gimel. What's the connection between Purim and Lag BaOmer? So they point out that we know what happened on Purim, that Haman made a decree, Lahashim and the Hagar is called Yehudim. It started off an inauspicious day, and it ended off at Simcha. It was a reversal. So too, what happened on Lag BaOmer? So the Medrash tells us what began on Lag BaOmer. Oh, it was the Mabul, which was not a good thing. And what also fell, but years later, what started falling, it says the man was only given for the Ochei HaMidbar, for the Makabal Torah. We have a tradition the man began falling. So again, it began off at inauspicious time, and ended off, and that's why we have a rainbow. A rainbow in Hebrew is keshet, and that's what bow and arrow, the minig of playing bow and arrow on Lag BaOmer is an illusion that the Mabul started, among other reasons. Or another reason they point out Lag BaOmer was the hidden secrets. Purim is the only yontiv that's not mentioned in the Book of Esther, no God. So Purim was the hidden miracle. Rav Shimra Yochai was also you know, the hidden secret. So we find links between the Yontov of Purim and the Yontov of Lag BaOmer in terms of, you know, either inauspicious to a good time or as they point out, because of the hidden secrets. And as well, they point out there are 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos. There are 64 days between Purim and Lag BaOmer. So 49 goes into 7, series of 7, and Lag BaOmer is series of 8. What 7 is always Derech HaTevel. We know the Chamisha Chumshei Torah were given on Leil Shavuos. But what was given on Lag BaOmer? It was the secrets of the Zohar, Kabbalah, and that's the number 8. 8 always represents Bimalo Mi Derech HaTevel. So that's the celebration for, we either have the Ramah, Mixas Yontav, based on the Rabbi Kiva's students stopped dying, other than not because they stopped dying, because he rebuilt them, his other students he brought up, and they taught Torah to Klai Yisrael. We have Shimon Bar Yochai. And also what's not well known is the Ramah himself gets ignored. That's the Ramah's Yortzeit on Lag BaOmer. He also passed away on, oh, wow, you know, Lag BaOmer. We'll have to stop here, but keep in touch.
Thank you. So you'll be away next Sunday.